The invitation song tonight is going to be number 263, if you'd like to turn there. It's number 263. Go ahead and turn your Bibles, too, while you're at it, to 2 Peter chapter 3. That's where we'll be tonight. It's certainly good to be here tonight. I'm certainly glad to be here. And just let me thank all of you for the cards and favors and prayers and all the well wishes that Beth and I got over the past few weeks. It was very encouraging. And hopefully I'm back for good this time. Just the other day, I was talking to an acquaintance of mine about some of the world events going on now and how crazy it is. And he was talking about how several of the people at the church he attended, it wasn't this one, were mentioning different things going on that looked like the signs of the end of times. And then I talked to another acquaintance a few days later who's affiliated with a completely different group, who was talking about this friend who's, he said he was a Bible scholar. I don't know how true that is. But he said he was a Bible scholar who was also pointing out all these different things going on and how it was a sign of the end of times. And that seems to be, I just got to get the impression just from a couple of those interactions that seems to be something that's on people's mind right now, especially as things start to seem to get worse. And I don't want to make a mockery of that idea tonight. First of all, because for all we know, it might be true. But I do feel like it's interesting how often people try to predict the end of the world when things tend to stir up and when chaos seems, especially when chaos seems to grow around us and grow way out of our control. And I don't know this. I don't know all the psychological reasons for why people do that. But I can't help but wonder if a part of it is a way for us to feel a little bit more in control or at least make a little more sense of the things going on around us. Or at least our very own surroundings, and feel in control and like we understand in perhaps a way that we do not. But the fact remains, however, whether the world will end now or in a very long time, is that the world will eventually end, as will we, as will our culture and country and everything else in between. And so the question remains, as we go about our lives, and as we are reminded, perhaps, that things could get very bad very quickly, is what do we do with that information? What are we supposed to do with that? Well, go ahead and look here in 2 Peter chapter 3, where Peter talks about the end of times. Here, starting in verse 8 of 2 Peter chapter 3. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years... as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, was written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking of in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace of God, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. So obviously there's quite a bit to unpack from that passage, but it's a very profound one, a very moving one. And tonight, the part I'd like to point out is that if you feel like your life and your surroundings and the world is out of control, consider how in verse 15, Paul says that the long-suffering of God is salvation. And the fact that you and I are here at all is a testament to that long-suffering and to that opportunity for salvation. And so, whether Jesus is coming back tonight and the world is ending tomorrow, or it's not going to happen for 2,000 more years or 2 million more years, our reaction to the fact that that's coming at all should be the same. As Peter says in verse 18, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, this is an invitation to react to that reality. And in that way, whether you're someone who needs help growing in the grace of God and you've fallen from that walk, or you need to be brought into that grace in the first place and you know you need to be baptized, we invite you to step into an aisle and make your way to the front now as we stand and sing.